is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. Hezbollah today launched rockets into northern Israel as Israel continued its attacks on Hezbollah targets in southern Lebanon. Reporter Linda Gradstein in Jerusalem says both sides are justifying their attacks.
Israel says Hezbollah fired dozens of rockets deeper into northern Israel, including at civilian towns and cities, sending tens of thousands of Israelis running to bomb shelters. In Lebanon, thousands of civilians continued to flee south Lebanon as heavy Israeli bombing continued. Israel says that Hezbollah is using the population as human shields by hiding missiles in homes in South Lebanon.
More than 130 world leaders are scheduled to speak at the annual UN General Assembly this week. CBS's Stacey Lynn says the wars in Gaza, Ukraine, and Sudan will likely dominate the conversation, along with the possibility of a wider war in the Middle East.
Along with President Biden addressing the world leaders today, Ukrainian President Zelensky will speak at a high-level meeting of the UN Security Council. He'll address the General Assembly tomorrow morning. Palestinian President Abbas and Israel's Prime Minister Netanyahu take the stage on Thursday.
Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump continues to promise a quick end to the war in Ukraine if he's elected to a second term. He spoke in the town of Indiana, Pennsylvania.
As president-elect, if I win this election, the first thing I'm going to do is call up Zelensky and call up President Putin, and I'm going to say, you got to make a deal.
Democratic presidential nominee Kamala Harris will be in another battleground state, Georgia, today. Then she'll travel to Pennsylvania, Arizona, and Nevada. A detention hearing for the suspect in an apparent assassination attempt on former President Trump earlier this month in Florida. CBS's Manuel Bajorquez was in the courtroom.
The prosecution signaled that they would like to bring further charges against Ryan Ruth. In this case, they talked about going to a grand jury to see if they would issue an indictment on a charge of an attempted assassination of a political figure.
The judge ordered that Ruth remain jailed. It's a first-of-its-kind lawsuit in the U.S. California's attorney general has sued ExxonMobil, saying the oil giant misled the public about the limitations of plastics recycling. No surprises in the U.S. News & World Report 2025 Best Colleges list. The magazine's Lamont Jones Jr.
Princeton University in New Jersey, they come out again as number one. They've been number one for a number of years now. MIT did come out at number two this year, and Harvard stayed at number three. Fair little fluctuation this year in the rankings, especially the top 10.
Stanford number 4, Yale 5. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The call that closed the courthouse came from a recorded voice. Racine County officials were forced to evacuate the courthouse and law enforcement center yesterday following a bomb threat called in using an automated voice. The sheriff's office says they conducted a thorough sweep of the buildings but found no evidence of explosives. Police say the investigation is still in its early stages with no leads identified. Money has been set aside for work in Racine Unified. The school board last night approved several upgrades using money from that $1 billion referendum passed several years ago. The approved projects include major renovations at Wadowitz, Gilmore Fine Arts, Bull Early Education Center, and the Real School. The work is said to enhance facilities, increase accessibility, and create better learning environments for students across the district. Instead of cursing and raising a finger, you could give feedback about problems on public roads. This Thursday, Kenosha County officials are set to host their final public information meeting on their Comprehensive Safety Action Plan. That's an effort aimed at eliminating serious crashes on county roads. The open house style event will start at 5 at the Kenosha County Center in Bristol. The initiative is part of a federal grant program and aims to identify dangerous hotspots across Kenosha County. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Packers prep for Minnesota. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. Green Bay is 2-1 heading into this Sunday's matchup with the Vikings. Head coach Matt LaFleur said he's not sure if Jordan Love will be ready to go this week.
Well, we'll see. I mean, again, I think anybody that saw what happened to him, I mean, that's a legitimate injury. So, you know, he's working through it. He's doing everything in his power. He wants to be out there and, you know, We want him out there.
Starting quarterback Jordan Love, who practiced all of last week, has missed two games with an MCL sprain, but could return this week. Kickoff is at noon on Sunday. The Brewers have six games to play in the regular season. They are in Pittsburgh for three games starting tonight before a home series with the Mets. The playoffs start in October. And the kickoff times for the next two Wisconsin football games are set. They'll be at USC on Saturday with a 2:30 p.m. start. Then they come home to play Purdue a week from Saturday at 11 a.m. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Potawatomi Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
Cloudy with scattered rain likely today. We could get a quarter to a half inch or more of rain by the time it all winds down later this afternoon. Our high today, 67. The wind will be northeast at about 10 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, 56. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high of 73. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 64.
I get a little tired of products that can't think of, like one word for their name. So what they do is put a whole sentence in their name. I'll give you an example. Like I can't believe it's not butter. You know, or like, gee, your hair smells terrific, you know? Like, isn't that a bad trend? Because if everything was like that, it would be like, new from the makers of ramen noodles. It's help, I can't afford dinner. It's really different.
Shadow in the city, all around, people looking half dead, walking on the sidewalk harder than a match, yeah. But at night it's a different world, go out and find a girl, come on and dance all night, despite the heat it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city. Cool town, meeting in the city, dressed so fine and looking so pretty. Cool cat, looking for a kitty, gonna look in every corner of the city. Till I'm wheezing like a bus stop, running up the stairs, gonna meet you on the rooftop. But tonight it's a different world, go out and find a girl. Come on and dance all night, just like the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, in the summer. Hot town, summer in the city, back of my neck getting dirt and gritty. Been down, isn't it a pity? Doesn't seem to be a shadow in the city. All around, people looking half dead, walking on the sidewalk harder than a match, yeah. But now it's a different world, go out and find a girl. Come on, and dance all night, despite the heat, it'll be all right. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, summer, in the city.
Sebastian, Love and Spoonful, Summer of the City, 609 at WRJN, local news and timeless hits. Here's something I haven't said in a long time. It's raining. It's been a while since I've said that. It's raining. Yeah, showers today, highs near 68, cloudy with showers tonight, lows around 57. Tomorrow, the sun's back out again with a high near 73. Right now, we've got that rain. Boy, it sounds odd to say that. Rain at 64 degrees right here at Radio Park. 609 with Neil Diamond, Sweet Caroline. Local news and timeless hits at WRJN.
Where it began, I can't begin to knowing, but then I know it's growing strong. spring, and spring became the summer. Who'd have believed you'd come along? Hands touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you. So lonely, we fill it up with only two. And when I hurt, hurting runs off my shoulders. How can I hurt when holding you? One touching one.
News and Timeless Hits with Neil Diamond at WRJN. Hey, you like apples? All right, how about purple apples? Images have been going viral online showing purple apples from Saskatchewan. People have been desperately trying to get them. The problem is, they don't exist. It was all AI.
I see a rectangle and I want it painted black. No colors anymore, I want them to turn black.
Girls walk by dressed in their summer clothes. I have to turn my head until my darkness goes.
I see a line of cars and they are painted black. With flowers and my love hope never to come back.
I see people turn their heads and quickly look.
My heart is black. I see my red door. I must have it painted black.
Maybe then I'll fade away if I have to face the facts. It's not easy facing up when your whole world is black.
No more will my green signal turn a deeper blue. I could not foresee this thing happening to you.
If I look hard enough into the setting sun, my love will laugh with me before the morning comes. I see a red door and I want it painted black. No colors anymore, I want them to turn black. Dressed in their summer clothes.
Stones, Painted Black, local news, timeless hits on a rainy Tuesday morning here at WRJN, where it's time for Odd, But Is It True? Someone in California had their car broken into. This happened on Friday the 13th the other day. The only thing that was stolen was a cardboard box. The owner claims that cardboard box that was stolen contained $1 million in cash. Police are investigating. Odd, but is it true?
Hop on a captivating crime-solving ride with Agatha Christie's Murder on the Orient Express, continuing this weekend at the Racine Theatre Guild. A blizzard strikes on a dark, stormy night, stranding a train on the tracks. Inside the luxury coach, a murder has occurred behind a locked door. But how? Renowned detective Hercule Poirot must investigate the treachery and scheming before the killer strikes again. Details and tickets at racinetheatre.org. racinetheatre.org.
Game time! Is your home's defense ready for the fall season? Gutter helmets from Hardy and Jensen provide a winning season of protection. This solid defensive line keeps leaves, twigs, and debris out. No more risky climbs up a ladder. Keep your loved ones safe. No gimmicks, no ladders, no more gutter cleaning. Visit the showroom on Highway 20 in Racine, just west of Green Bay Road. With the pros at Hardy and Jensen, your house always wins.
Hardy and Jensen, that's where you go.
Across Wisconsin, families are feeling the squeeze of rising prices. From groceries to gas, everything is more expensive. Families can't afford the things they need.
I'm Brian Stile. I'm working every day to get inflation under control and lower costs so you can keep more of your hard-earned money.
Brian Stile is standing shoulder to shoulder with our law enforcement, ensuring they have the resources needed to keep us safe.
I've always backed the blue. Our officers deserve our support as they work tirelessly on the front lines to keep our families and communities safe.
And when it comes to our veterans and seniors, Brian Stile is working to ensure they receive the care and benefits they've earned and deserve.
Wisconsin's veterans and seniors have given so much to our country. It's our duty to stand up for them, just as they stood up for us.
Brian Stile, working for Wisconsin's families, protecting our way of life.
I'm Brian Stile, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Stile for Wisconsin.
Buying a home is one of the biggest financial decisions you'll ever make. Before you tour a home, the real estate professional you're working with may ask you to sign a buyer's agreement, which describes the services you'll receive, each party's role and responsibilities, and how your agent will be compensated, all of which you'll want to discuss with them up front. So work with an agent who's a Realtor. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors, with a duty to honestly represent you and put your interests above their own, because that's who we are.
Paul's new drone startup just lost its most genius computer scientist.
We just lost our best genius to some new genius who's got a genius new idea. I'm going to have to find a new genius, or two half-geniuses, and fast.
He needs a computer scientist that can keep his startup from falling down.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job on Indeed, it's easier for talented candidates to find it, which makes it easier for you to hire them. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
WRJN refreshes hometown radio with our local news and timeless hits. We heard you when you asked for the oldies to come back, and we know how important local news and features are to you, too. So we're doing what you asked for. Brewers, Packers, Badgers, Bucks, and high school sports, along with a renewed commitment to local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
Slipping away, sitting on a pillow. Night to fall. Girl in a dream, sitting on a pillow. This is the night
to go to the celebrity ball.
Satin and lace, isn't it a pity? Didn't find time to call.
Why we lonely? You're so
dance to the music. Celebrate, celebrate, dance to the music. Celebrate, celebrate, dance to the music.
Recently played the Genesee Theater in Waukegan. We had some listeners go out there, enjoy the concert from Three Dog Night. Hope they had a great time. Hey, you can have a great time going for the green or the gold. Our text to win contest continues all this week. Listen for the statewide keyword weekdays at 7 a.m., 11 a.m., 1 p.m., and 4 p.m. Then text the word right back to us through the Civic Media app. Let me make this simple for you. Download the Civic Media app. Then you'll see all our radio stations listed. Click on WRJN, and when you click on WRJN, you'll see a text button in the bottom of the screen. When I give you the keyword in the 7 o'clock hour this morning, I'll give you several times in case you're, you know, away from the radio for a second or two. You type in that keyword, and you send it to us, and you're in. Today, I think we're going around for a 14-karat gold necklace. Yeah. And also, you'll be in the running for the green and gold. You'll get to see them play football from the comfort and warmth of the inside club seating in Green Bay. That's on December 23rd against New Orleans. Yeah, so a lot of happening today. 7 o'clock hour, the keyword in our statewide text to win contest right here at WRJN. Local news and timeless hits from Dion.
Here's my story, it's sad but true. It's about a girl that I once knew. She took my love, then ran around with every single guy in town. I'm a run around to you, yeah. My miss lips and a smile on her face. The touch of my hand and this girl's one embrace. So if you don't wanna cry like I do, I keep away from a run around to you. I'm a runner out to a pit. Yeah, keep away from this girl. I know what you'll do. Keep away from Sue. She likes to travel around. Yeah, she loves you and she'll put you down. Now, people love to put you wise. She goes out with other guys. She's the
away from a run around 2 a.m. Yeah. Hey, hey, stay away hey, from that girl.
Dion DiMucci from Dion of the Belmonts doing a solo hit there, Run Around Sue at WRJN Local News and Timeless Hits. Martha Stewart once dated Anthony Hopkins, the Academy Award-winning actor, but she broke it off with him because she couldn't stop associating him with Hannibal Lecter, the serial killer and cannibal from The Silence of the Lambs. Maybe it's the way he said, let's have some Chianti and fava beans. Maybe it was something like that, huh? Something I can think of. Can you imagine breaking up with someone because you don't like a role they had in a movie? It's, and by the way, an Academy Award-winning movie. It's 6:27. Let's go grazing in the grass with Hugh Masekela. And Timeless Hits. Ah, WRJN 99.9 FM in Racine, 98.1 FM Kenosha, and everywhere, the legendary historic AM frequency of 1400. So this cop near Detroit, her name is Nicole Murren, stopped an out-of-control truck, get this, by climbing through the window of the patrol car, while both cars were still moving, by the way. They were only going around 5 miles an hour, so her partner drove alongside of it. I saw this video. It was on ABC World News. Turns out the 63-year-old guy driving the truck had some sort of medical episode. Luckily, no one was hurt. This is another reason why I wouldn't be a police officer. You got to hang out of a car, transfer from your car to their truck while you're still driving. First of all, I couldn't fit through the window and do that kind of thing. But even if I could, wow. Kudos to that police officer for risking her life. I mean, who knows what could have happened, but she saved the life of that driver and probably someone on the road, too. Kudos to her this morning. 6:30 on the noggin. Let's check news. Here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The call that closed the courthouse came from a recorded voice. Racine County officials were forced to evacuate the courthouse and law enforcement center yesterday following a bomb threat called in using an automated voice. The sheriff's office says they conducted a thorough sweep of the buildings but found no evidence of explosives. Police say the investigation is still in its early stages with no leads identified. Money has been set aside for work in Racine Unified. The school board last night approved several upgrades using money from that $1 billion referendum passed several years ago. The approved projects include major renovations at Wadowitz, Gilmore Fine Arts, Bull Early Education Center, and the Real School. The work is said to enhance facilities, increase accessibility, and create better learning environments for students across the district. Instead of cursing and raising a finger, you could give feedback about problems on public roads. This Thursday, Kenosha County officials are set to host their final public information meeting on their Comprehensive Safety Action Plan. That's an effort aimed at eliminating serious crashes on county roads. The open house style event will start at 5 at the Kenosha County Center in Bristol. The initiative is part of a federal grant program and aims to identify dangerous hotspots across Kenosha County. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
I'm Stephanie Hoff for the Midwest Farm Report along with you on a Tuesday. Felt's Dairy Farm in Stevens Point is one of the four farms chosen to help celebrate the 2025 draft. Not only can you walk through their specially designed corn maze this fall, but cheese curds are also a fan favorite. We'll talk about it next.
Whether it's finally getting that blue ribbon or enjoying too many carnival rides, we all have memories of the fair. Here's your chance to share those stories in our Everybody Has a Fair Story contest. The Midwest Farm Report is teaming up with the Wisconsin Association of Fairs as they look for the grand champion fair story. Enter the Fair Story contest for a chance to win a cash prize at MidwestFarmReport.com.
At Feltz's Dairy Store in Stevens Point, cheese curds were such a popular item that Jake Feltz decided to get his cheese-making license to make his own. Just a few years later, he says they can barely restock fast enough.
When we opened, we were like, curds were kind of our most popular product. But at that point, it was kind of scary. The equipment we got was a little bigger than what we technically needed at the time. But now, 3 years later, the equipment is getting too small for us. We could use some bigger stuff. So we thought we'd have a whole bunch of leftover we were getting when we were kind of in the process of planting. We thought we'd need a lot of wholesale accounts, things like that, to try to use up the curds we were making. But yeah, now we sell everything just right on site. And like I said, we could use larger equipment already, especially this last summer. It's kind of hard to keep up with demand. So it's been, I think, better than we thought even.
They serve five unique flavors of cheese curds at the store. Feltz's Dairy Farm is also one of the four farms that's offering a 2025 draft-themed corn maze this fall. The 2025 draft is coming to Green Bay in the spring. Agriculture is a part of the celebration. You can learn more about it at MidwestFarmReport.com. And don't go anywhere. I've got more agribusiness news coming your way.
There goes Pam Bianchi across Wisconsin in her suburban truck. Thanks to Blaine's Farm and Fleet, the original, authentic, still family-owned since 1955. And from Farm First Dairy Cooperative, serving dairy farmers across the Midwest since 2013. Farm First Dairy Cooperative, member-focused, member-driven, member-led. Be sure to keep up with Pam and her travels at MidwestFarmReport.com and on Facebook at Midwest Farm Report, on Instagram at MWF Report, or by downloading the Midwest Farm Report app.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture has launched a Distressed Borrowers Assistance Network. The goal of the network is to provide personalized support to financially distressed farmers. Through a series of cooperative agreements, this national network will connect borrowers with help to regain financial footing. You can reach out to your local Farm Service Agency office to learn more. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
Cloudy with scattered rain likely today. We could get a quarter to a half inch or more of rain by the time it all winds down later this afternoon. Our high today, 67. The wind will be northeast at about 10 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, 56. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high of 73. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp, 62.
I'm trying to be a good boyfriend. So recently, my girl took me to a street fair, right? You guys been in those things, you know, they close off the block, there's like shawarma, there's stuff made out of buttons, you know? People with no teeth are making keychains. It's like a typical girlfriend idea. It sucks and it's gonna take all Saturday, right? She's like all excited, like swinging my arm. This is gonna be great. I'm like praying for lightning, you know? That was brutal. So we came up to this first table we come up to. There's this big table and nothing but homemade jewelry, right? Homemade jewelry. There's like twigs. There's like macaroni, right? It was junk. It was like a table of junk, but she loves it. She's like, do you like these earrings? Do you think these are nice? I just want to be like, no. If they were nice, they'd be in a store, all right? There'd be a roof. Some sort of structure would be built around this. The guy selling it would be wearing shoes. You know, it's junk, right? But I'm trying not to be a jerk, so I'm like, no, you know what? It's really nice. I'm going to go get some air. You know, we're outside. I think there's more air to be had.
Singing it, Mr. Tambourine Man. 639 WRJM Local News, Timeless Hits. Don't forget, coming up at the 7 o'clock hour this morning, got a whole bunch going on. Glynis Kimbrough is going to be here from the Racine Public Library. They have a lot of programs, including banned books. You get to look at those banned books. We'll talk about that coming up in the 7 o'clock hour. Plus, we've got our statewide text to win keyword. I'll give that to you in the 7 o'clock hour. In the meantime, download the Civic Media app. Look amongst all the Civic Media radio stations. You'll find WRJN. Click on it. And when I give you the keyword, you'll see a text button at the bottom of the page. You text that keyword to us for your chance to win a 14-karat gold necklace today. And you'll be in the winning to watch the green and gold take on New Orleans. And that will be on December 23rd. Yeah. All right, so got a lot going on at the 7 o'clock hour this morning. Keep it right here. Right now, we've got some rain. Boy, we haven't said that in a long time. Showers today, highs near 68. More showers possible tonight, sunny tomorrow. Right now, it's raining at 64 degrees right here at Radio Park.
I can hear the voice.
CCR on a Tuesday morning, 6:42 for Green River. Showers today, right now it's 64 degrees and raining right here at Radio Park. Here's yet another reason why I don't want to fly. Scandinavian Airlines said one of its flights had to make an emergency landing after a live mouse. This is not a dead one. This is a live mouse was found in the passenger's onboard meal. What are they doing at Scandinavia Airlines, huh? No flying. I'm going to take the train. Last train to Clarksville. Local news and timeless hits at WRJN with the Monkees.
Take the last train to Clarksville and I'll meet you at the station. You can be here by 4:30 because I've made your reservation. Don't be slow. Because I'm leaving.
Monkees, local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Did you hear that story about Atrium Health, where they own a bunch of hospitals in North Carolina and Georgia, where they announced that they're forgiving more than 11,000 people's old medical debt? Remember that story? Everybody was saying, oh, that's so nice of them. They're such nice people. I think I'll have my operation there. Anyway, here's the rest of the story, as Paul Harvey would say. NBC News did a story on this month about how the company was aggressively pursuing that debt and even putting liens on people's homes. So NBC got to it, gave them some publicity, and they got shamed for it. And it looks like the shaming from NBC actually worked because they forgave the debt. So it wasn't that they were being nice. It's that the news media got on them for what they did, and they decided to forgive the debt. In any case, I guess all's well that ends well, right?
Bowden Hills Apartment in Racine has an incredibly rare opening of a one-bedroom apartment with a special extended 15-month lease. Bowden Hills in Mount Pleasant was named number one for senior living by senioradvisor.com. With amenities like on-site management and heated parking, Bowden Hills' top priority is safety with a locked lobby and thorough cleaning. Grab this rare one-bedroom apartment today at BowdenHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200 right away.
Searching for the best pizza in Racine? Head straight to Ferraro's, where pizza has been their passion for over 50 years. Classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, hot sandwiches, calzones. Ferraro's has your lunch and dinner cravings covered. September presents a limited time flavor pack special. The Philly cheese steak pizza, creamy Alfredo sauce, tender chopped beef, and melted provolone topped with fresh onions and green peppers. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's. Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
$1 million. That's big. Really big. This September, Pottawatomie Casino Hotel Milwaukee is handing out a cool million, and you've got a shot at winning your share. The big $1 million giveaway is here. Just play with your rewards card and you're entered to win. Couldn't be easier and couldn't be bigger. No wonder it's called the Big One. For more details, visit paysbig.com/big one. Must be 21 and a rewards member to play.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Freezing your credit sounds drastic, but it's not. In fact, freezing your credit is one of the best ways you can protect yourself from identity theft. Freezing your credit doesn't stop your credit score from going up or down. It's just a way to make sure that nobody can open an account in your name, not even you, without removing your freeze first. So to freeze your credit, you just contact each of the three major credit bureaus and you request a credit freeze. Just search up the term credit freeze and you'll find the phone numbers and websites where you can get it all done. And don't worry, you can always unfreeze your credit when you need to apply for new credit, like a loan or something, by contacting each bureau again. For more money tips, check out workmoney.org or text money, M-O-N-E-Y, to 88285. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Wisconsin's volunteers are making a difference in our communities every single day. Find the perfect volunteer opportunities for you at volunteerwisconsin.org. You can filter by location, organization, cause, accessibility, and more, all to help find the best fit for you. Go to volunteerwisconsin.org or get in touch with your local United Way or Volunteer Center today. VolunteerWisconsin.org is hosted by United Way of Wisconsin and Serve Wisconsin. Paid for by United Way of Wisconsin.
When I find myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. And in my hour of darkness, she is standing right in front of me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be.
when the night is cloudy, there is still a light that shines on me. Shine until tomorrow, let it be. I wake up to the sound of music. Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom. Let it be. Yeah, let it be. Let it be. Let it be. Yeah, let it be. Oh, there will be an answer. Let it be. Let it be. Let it be. Let it be.
I was sad when I see that movie, Let It Be. I actually have a VHS legal copy of the movie. And I always feel bad because it's the break of the Beatles. See Yoko Ono actually breaking up the Beatles on screen. And it's sad because, you know, even though they weren't together that long, the Beatles, they were such a powerhouse of music writing and performing, Lennon, McCartney, and then Yoko came in and broke up the Beatles. It's 6:53. The rain let up a little bit here at Radio Park, but still, we got some showers in the forecast today with a high near 68. Right now, 64 degrees right now at Radio Park. Don't forget, at the 7 o'clock hour today, we're going to play our statewide text to win contest. Here's what you do. Download the Civic Media app now. Wherever you get your apps, go to the App Store. It's free, and it takes about 10 seconds to download it. You'll see all the Civic Media stations, about 20 of them there. Go to WRJ and click on it, and then you'll see the text button at the bottom. When I give you the keyword in the 7 o'clock hour, type in that keyword and send it to me, and you're all set to win some gold jewelry today and be in the running for the green and gold tickets when the green and gold play up in Green Bay against New Orleans on December 23rd. Indoor seating, by the way. Everybody else will be freezing outside. You'll be sitting indoors, huh? All right, so we got those tickets to give away, too. So keep it right here. Text to win contest, 7 o'clock hour at WRJN. 6:54. Here's James Brown.
Ah, I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. Sugar and spice. I feel nice. Sugar and spice. So nice. So nice. I got you. When I hold you in my arms, I know that I can't do no wrong. I feel nice, sugar and spice. So nice, so nice, I got you. When I hold you in my arms, I know that I can't do no wrong. I feel nice, sugar and spice. So nice, so nice, I got you. Wow, I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I you.
That's all you got to do is sing. Just sing and get famous. Because James Brown been singing 20 years. I don't know what James is talking about. I met him once at Saturday Night Live. I walked up and said, James, I love your stuff. James says,
about to do that.
At the end of every sentence, he ended off with, everything. He said, and you get mad, you start putting the needle back saying, what did I just miss?
Seven and a people say,
that's a James Brown lyric. He'd write the song, say, I need a word here. That's good. I get this song going, all the songs sounded the same. Jamie going,
Sabbath, the bond the people say, I'm a dog, or do mine, sis, did you hear you? Hey! It's time to know. Remedio, that was that, won't people know you now? Sit down, I'm a dog, bond the people say, jump back, wanna kiss myself.
You're fine.